Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When I was preparing for baptism, I remembered a story from one of my good priest friends who was always in awe when he did a baptism. He never said much about it, but there was one time he shared with me his experience. And within the conversation, he said, "Only if we truly understood the prayers of the baptism, we would have full churches." Back then, I was still a seminarian, and I dismissed his statement because I thought to myself, here we go, another priest talking about the numbers only. Can you see past that? A few years later, a little bit wiser, now I repeat the same statement too. Only if we truly understood the prayers of baptism, we would have full churches. And I will add to that that we could talk about this sacrament for half a year, and we would find out that this sacrament is foundation for everything in our Christian life. It is foundation which renounces Satan at the very core of our being. It is also the foundation for every good virtue. Every commandment that we learn from Christ, it is the foundation. Baptism gives us freedom from slavery of Satan. It gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it seals those gifts within us. It offers to us the doors to become saints, warriors for Christ. Baptism gives us a new robe which we ought to keep clean. Unfortunately, today's age, today's world will tell us something different. And it makes us numb and in a way paralyzed to the things that we as Christians ought to do, but most of the times don't. I bet most of us heard someone say to us, "As long as I'm baptized, I'm okay. As long as I'm a good person, I'm okay. Or if I come to church once a week and don't do any other prayers, everything will be fine. God will be happy." Yes, God is merciful, and yes, our final destination should be paradise. But if we don't put any work that is required of us, if we don't put the work that we promised to God in our baptism, then how can we expect heaven, expect paradise? Christianity is not something that we do so we can just check off the boxes. I've done this, therefore I get this. Christianity is a living relationship with Christ our God. And this relationship should be above every relationship that we know of. But the world makes us paralyzed. It makes us paralyzed to our promises that we have given in our baptism. So what did we promise by baptism? First, our parents and godparents, at the beginning of baptism, promised at the service where they renounced Satan. They actually turned back to the West and they said, "Satan, I renounce you. I'm done with you." And after they renounced it, parents, godparents, they turn back towards altar, towards Christ. And they are being asked by a priest, "Have you committed yourself to Christ? Are you done with the old life that you have lived? even if the baby is just a month year old. They promise for that baby the life with Christ. And at that point, when they renounce Satan, they renounce idolatry, vanity, pride, deceit, falsehood, flattery, envy, malice, adultery, slander, blasphemy, and every worldly desire that pulls us away from God, and every sin that we know. They promised that at this moment, this child is giving it up. No more Satan. I renounce you. This is where the spiritual warfare starts. At the beginning, until the child is older, is guided by parents, godparents. And it's not an easy task because it forces the parents, godparents to change their lifestyle. So it resembles what, resembles what Christ is asking of us. We can't expect children to be good Christians if we ourselves are not willing to try to follow Christ's commandments. Faith is taught by example first, then the books and classes come. Look, many older priests say the same thing. I'm blessed that I can hear their wisdom. But they always say, look, if a child sees their parents love God only 50%, the child will love God only for 25%. Until that percentage disappears altogether. But if the child sees their parents always at prayer, always reading the gospel, and making church their home, not their secondary home, their home, then the child learns to love God as he sees their parents love God. That's why I call it 100%. When we start to work on ourselves and we start this spiritual battle within us, then slowly we start to see how important are the promises we made to God. It is important for us to know to whom we made those promises. These promises give us a certain standard to which we should give up, we should live up to. Who wants to be prideful, deceitful, envious, adulterous, or blasphemous against God? Nobody wants to be that. It is a grievous thing to lie to a man. How incomparably more grievous it is to lie to God that we broke our promise at our baptism. It's never too late to start, to change our ways and recognize God in our life. It is crucial to recognize that our baptismal robe is dirty from all the sins and sinful ways we have committed over our lives. Once we recognize that, we should go to confession to cleanse ourselves and whiten our baptismal robe yet again and start from beginning. But it's never a beginning. Confession brings healing, brings certain challenge, change of life, so we don't sin no more, that sin. It's a beautiful thing. Once we renounce Satan, because we remember our promises, then a beautiful new life starts, where we are not paralyzed anymore. A life with Christ. A life where we get back and on the correct path to paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.